ArtSpace will be launching an arts market survey at events throughout Northwest Arkansas tomorrow and Wednesday. ArtSpace is a national nonprofit developer of affordable space for the arts. The organization came to Northwest Arkansas earlier this year to start the conversation about affordable housing for artists, and the survey is a continuation of that effort. Robin Atkinson, CEO of Northwest Arkansas Fashion Week, is working with ArtSpace in Bentonville. And last week, she came to Studio 123 to speak with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda. They were joined on the phone by Anna Graukot, Director of Consulting and Strategic Partnerships for ArtSpace, who shared a little history about the organization.
We work nationally, but we are started in the Twin Cities in 1979, actually by the city of Minneapolis, when they saw the warehouse district here, which had previously been unoccupied and, you know, vacant warehouses, and artists started moving in, filling them with activity and creativity and cleaning up the neighborhood as it goes. But then, come the late 70s, they started to see how these artists were becoming challenged by the success that they were making for themselves, in that the landowners and the property owners were raising the rent. So the artists would move into a building, make it cool and desirable, the rents would go up, and then they'd have to go looking for a new building all over again. And the city of Minneapolis wanted to make sure that their creative community stayed put in this warehouse district adjacent to downtown. So they started ArtSpace. Really, it was at that point, it was more of a brokerage or a clearinghouse for matching artists and creative businesses with affordable space. So they're helping match that up. But over time, the early art spacers saw that the same artists would come back over and over again as the cycle of displacement continued. So similar to what we know out of New York City as the Soho effect, they realized that this cycle would continue unless there was some sort of intervention. So the ArtSpace board in the early 80s made the decision to get into real estate. So I went from an arts organization to an arts developer and said, if we can own and operate these buildings and make sure that they're always affordable for the artists and creative organizations, then they can really help the creative community thrive. So in 1991, we opened our first mixed-use, affordable housing, live-work project, actually in the city of St. Paul, so across the river. And that building, which opened in 1991, is still affordable, even though the neighborhood has dramatically changed around it. And so now we have 50 projects operating in 30 cities and 20 states. So we work across the country, but we really only work in the communities where we're invited. So we don't go around sort of thinking of where we might like to go and like to work, but it's really, where is there already momentum? Where is there already a creative community that is trying to address a space-related challenge? Where is there an organization, a city or a municipality or a foundation that is interested in investing in their creative communities?
So, Robin, how did you how did a group of you come to decide to invite ArtSpace into Northwest Arkansas?
So ArtSpace was actually invited to do this consulting project by the Walton Family Foundation, and their work is being supported by a Walton Family Foundation grant. So the foundation actually reached out to a group of people from the four communities, Fayetteville, Springdale, Rogers, and Bentonville, and I was invited to serve on the core team of the Bentonville side of things.
Mm-hmm.
So we had our first sort of information session in December, and then have met with them periodically on and off since then. We did the first phase of sort of community meetings back in April, and then the next stage is launching the survey, which will measure the artist population and need for space in Northwest Arkansas.
And so you'll have more meetings on the 24th and the 25th where you're sort of, I guess, informing the public about this, sort of launching the survey?
Correct. So the four core teams are responsible for four launch events that are being held in each of the communities. And that is to bring the community together to tell them about this launch survey, or the launch of the survey. and how the survey tool works. So we're going to be doing some demonstrations of the survey tool and explaining the different ways that you can take it, and also providing resources for people who may not have access to the internet or to a computer who need to take it. There's also, you're able to take it on the phone, and you can sort of, you know, reach out to people in the community who also help you. So it's a lot about getting the word out and making sure that people know it's, one, everyone's invited, everybody who has an artistic pursuit or is invested in the artistic community. And two, we've made sure there's lots of different ways to use the survey. So it's very accessible.
What are some examples of the questions that are on the survey, or what kind of information are you guys looking for?
Yeah, so first we start by asking people what their creative pursuits are. And just so, you know, you and your listeners know that when we talk about artists, we have a very broad definition of what an artist is or what a creative person is. We include, you know, certainly the fine arts and performing arts, but we also, you know, extend it to industrial arts and culinary arts and heritage arts, healing arts. Pretty much if someone considers their creative pursuit an art form, we'll agree. So there's always a section where you can write in what you do, and we are always learning and growing our definition wherever we work. So we ask about that. We ask about art forms, but then we get into talking about what this what interest in space might be. So are people interested in relocating to an affordable live-work space? So attainable housing would be one of the options. We ask about workspace. Are you interested in renting some sort of workspace for your pursuit or for your business? We also ask about collective space. So is someone interested in maybe buying a membership or having somehow getting access to a maker space or a co-working space or other kind of shared space? And then if people are interested in one of those kind of three main buckets of space, they get we ask them additional questions about what kind of amenities would they want? What are the features that would be really help them pursue their creative work in those spaces? So we know that a dancer might need different space than a sound recording artist versus an industrial artist, as examples. So we ask about that, and then we get into demographic information as well, just to understand what people, you know, if they're looking at residential space, what the family makeup is, what they consider affordable in terms of rent, and what they would, where they're coming from as well. This is a very, for us, a very interesting and innovative survey that we've been asked to help put together for the region, because it is this region-wide survey in which we're focusing in the four cities, but we understand that we're gathering information from beyond those cities as well, and we want to know both where people are coming from, but also where they might be interested in living and working.
So, Robin, if somebody wants to go to one of these launch events, what can they expect? Will it be, is it a drop-in format, or is it more of a formal presentation? You know, you're here from here to here, and we'll have a slideshow. How is it going to be set up?
It will sort of follow the same template in each of the four cities, which is a sort of first 30 minutes of allowing people to mingle and sort of get situated, and then there will be a short presentation by Wendy and Anna from ArtSpace to explain what the survey tool is and how it's used and what it's used for. And then we'll open it up for people to actually take the survey there. So the goal is that there's technology at each of the openings so that people can, you know, jump on an iPad or a laptop and actually take the survey. But, you know, we also understand that the vast majority of people will not be able to take the survey at those events. So it's also about distributing note cards that have the survey's URL on it, and just making sure that people know that this is now happening. There's a time frame in which it's launched. So it will end in September, the window for filling out the survey, and just explaining the sort of ins and outs of it. And then if people have questions about the nature of it, it's really that's the time to come and ask those questions.
And when in September does it end?
So the survey is open from July 24th to September 10th.
Okay. And so then what is the next step once you have collected this information, then you analyze it, and then what are we looking at?
Yeah, so after the surveys close in September, we will, you know, take all the data and analyze it and put together a report that also has, you know, both the findings from the survey, but also some recommended next steps. So part of the reason we want a lot of people to take these surveys is to really, you know, understand what people need and also how, you know, if we're talking about a residential project, how many units should we create? How big should it be? How does it differ perhaps in Rogers from Bentonville, from Fayetteville, from Ferndale? How do they look different? Is it more commercial space or more residential space? We don't know. We don't know yet. But with this data, we'll put together some recommendations for each of the four cities, what kind of project seems to make the most sense, how big it might be, and then some suggestions for next steps. And with this work and with this survey, we're going to, you know, present the report and the findings back to the community in December of this year.
Okay. So, Robin, as a creative in this community, why do you think that it is important for artists to have the space, these mixed-use spaces and just places to create in general?
So I think that as the area expands and the cultural landscape of Northwest Arkansas develops, these kinds of projects are crucial to keeping the population of creative producers here. So there are a lot of projects that sort of come from the top down. Crystal Bridges is an amazing international scale museum, and that's done so much for the area. But at the same time, with these large attractions also comes rising prices. And, you know, as more people move to the area, it becomes more expensive to live in the area. So as we make the area better, it's actually harder for some to live here. So I think that this art space project very specifically is a really great example of what a ground up organization of artistic space looks like. So it's really for people who are in the community, who want to continue to live in the community and to be able to produce what they have already been producing and also to thrive on into the future as the area grows. So I think that this is actually a very sort of refreshing change of pace in terms of the way it's organized. And I think that this is about as grassroots an organizational strategy as you can get for the arts.
Anna, Robin, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
That was Robin Atkinson, CEO of Northwest Arkansas Fashion Week, and Anna Graucott, Director of Consulting and Strategic Partnerships for ArtSpace. They spoke with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda. Tomorrow's survey launch events are scheduled for 4:30 in the afternoon at Pryor Center in Fayetteville and 7 tomorrow evening at the Art Center of the Ozarks in Springdale. Wednesday's events are set for 5:30 at Ozark Beer Company in Rogers and 7:30 Wednesday evening at 21C Museum Hotel in Bentonville. You can find out more about the events by searching for ArtSpace NWA on Facebook. The survey will be available at artspacenwasurvey.org. One of the spaces devoted to art in our region, Phoenix Gallery in downtown Fayetteville, will open a new exhibition soon featuring work from a Rudy, Arkansas native with an MFA from the Rhode Island School of Design. Kevin Arnold's Wishful Misgivings will open August 2nd with a reception, and the work will remain at Phoenix Gallery through September 30th. He was born and raised in Rudy, just down the road in Crawford County, and is represented in galleries across the United States, including a recent exhibit at 21C in Bentonville. He's also been featured in multiple issues of the publication New American Paintings. He graduated from the University of Arkansas's Fine Arts program before he went to the Rhode Island School of Design. Here's a quote from his artist statement about the exhibition of work that seems to combine whimsy with darker elements. He writes, "As someone who grew up during the 80s and 90s, there was a sense of hope and optimistic view of the future, that somehow good old American ingenuity would lead to a better life. What did we really gain? What did we really lose in the process? Has it all been wishful misgivings?" The opening reception is August 2nd during Fayetteville's next First Thursday. The gallery is located at 16 West Center Street.